Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video on three attributes of dogs. Three attributes of dogs. Now, the word dog is used 17 times in the Bible, and the word dog is often used just to represent something. And the reason why the Bible uses the word dog is because the animal itself has certain characteristics, and then what it's representing also has various characteristics, and the Bible's trying to provide a link. And I thought about this video because I was out soul winning, and one of those attributes or characteristics of dogs just came in right in front of my eyes. And so let me just say this, that when I was a kid, I had a pet dog, I loved my dog, and my dog was a good dog. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a pet animal or it's wrong to have a pet dog, but I do have a bit of a different perspective being a bit older and also having two children, which, you know, I care about and love more than any animal, right? And so the first attribute of dogs is dogs can be sexual predators. Dogs can be sexual predators. And so this is really what made me think about this video, because I was going soul winning and, you know, this dog was, I presume, in heat, as it said, and then this dog just started raping or attacking this other dog in a sexual way. And there's actually four dogs. And so I don't know if several of the dogs were in heat or what. It was a pretty disgusting sight. And, you know, I was soul winning with my wife and other people from the church, and our kids were out soul winning, and this was just right in front of us. And so this is not something you always see from dogs, because oftentimes they're just playing and having fun and catching a ball. But then you saw this dog just violently attack another dog. And I know it's not the most pleasant thing to think about, but there's a reason why the Bible uses the word dog in the Bible. And so, as we know, dogs get in heat, and when they get in that moment, they can't control themselves, and they will go after whatever, because you know what, they're an animal. And so, you know, that is one attribute of dogs, is that they can be sexual predators. A second attribute of dogs is that dogs are very filthy. I don't think anybody would even question that. You know, dogs are very filthy animals physically. You know, dogs can do things such as eating their own vomit, right? Dogs can do things like, you know, licking their butts and things like that. I mean, you know, it's always funny because people will have their dog like lick them and everything, and it's just like, oh man, you know, you really don't know what that dog has been involved in. And dogs will often, you know, roll in filth and everything. I noticed this when I was a kid, where if there is a food that was like a very smelly food, our dogs started rolling in it, and they kind of like marked their territory and stuff. And they just are often very, you know, dirty animals. And, you know, to us as humans, we're just like, oh man, that's gross, that's disgusting. But, you know, that is an attribute of dogs. And so dogs can be fun pets, but at the same time, dogs can also be very filthy animals. So dogs can be sexual predators. Dogs can be physically filthy. The other thing is that dogs can actually be very violent. And this is something that really kind of changed my perspective on dogs and having dogs as a pet. Because when I was a kid, I loved my dog, and my dog was a good dog. We didn't really have major problems with our dog for the most part. But you know, it's a different perspective when you have young kids and you're worried about protecting your kids. And I'll be honest that as much as I love my dog, if our dog got a hold of certain food or paper towel or toilet paper and you try to take it from them, you know, our dog would bite us, even us as the owners. And you know, obviously it hurt quite a bit. And so dogs can be violent, but that's just a small scale level of what it can actually be. Because you know what, dogs, oftentimes you read that they will attack and kill, you know, a young baby or a child, and they just lose control and they're just violent. And that is something that you see. Often you see that with pit bulls, but you do see it with other animals as well. And you need to realize that when you have an animal as a pet, you need to be safe, especially when you have kids, because they can be violent. You know, what's sad is that you often see people just defending the animal when they attack and kill a little baby. And it's just like, what in the world? They treat an animal as if they're a human. And there's nothing compared to a human life. You know, animals do not have souls, but human beings have souls. And to look at an animal and treat them at the level or even above the level of a human is ridiculous. And so, you know, the three attributes I mentioned here in this video are this, that dogs are often sexual predators, dogs can be very filthy, and dogs can be actually very violent. And, you know, the word dog is used in many different contexts in the Bible, and I would just encourage you, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, to just look up the word dog in the Bible and see what the context is, because the Bible's actually trying to provide a link and trying to teach you something. And so, you know, there's many different animals that are mentioned in the Bible. And, you know, I plan to make videos on all the different animals in the future because they're meant to represent something and meant to teach us something. The Bible uses ostriches and ants and various animals to teach you things. And it also uses dogs. Now, look, I'm not saying in this video that it's a wrong or it's a sin to have a pet. You know, I personally, with two young children, the only reason I would have a dog is for protection or actually safety purposes, but we'd make sure to have it in a controlled environment. But I do just want to mention this to you because you do need to be careful. Dogs can actually be violent animals, and you know, it's really sad when a child gets attacked by an animal. I personally was actually bitten by a dog when I was a kid, when I was 5 or 6 years old, just right underneath my eye. And I still have a scar underneath my eye, and I got 3 stitches. And it was a dog of a friend of ours. And, you know, we had seen the dog a million times, and I just pet the dog. And for whatever reason, it just jumped up and just bit me. And if it was just a little bit higher, I might actually be blind myself. And that dog had always been very friendly. But the reality is, dogs can be violent. So it's something you need to be careful about. Thank you, and God bless.